great and mighty, the moon and the stars declare who you are. I'm so unworthy, but still you love me. Forever my heart will sing of how great you are. Your kingdom come, we ask. For heaven on earth, wind, fire, quiet or loud, come have your way, Lord. Come like the wind, come like a fire, burn in our hearts, our one desire. We want to know you, God. We want to know you, God. We long for dead men to rise, dry bones to come back to life. Glory revealed, come have your way, Lord. Come like the wind, come like a fire, burn in our hearts, our one desire. We want to know you, God, and we want to know you, God. Come like the wind, come like a fire, burn in our hearts, our one desire. We want to know you, God, we want to know you. Want you more than any other thing. We have tasted and we've seen and we long for more. We want you more than any other thing. You are all we ever need. All we are is yours. We want you more than any other thing. We have tasted and we've and we long for more. We want you more than any other thing. You are all we ever need. All we are is fire, burn in our hearts, our one desire. We want to know you, God. We want to know you, God. Come like the wind, come like a fire, burn in our hearts, our one desire. We want to know you, God. We want to know you, God.
Amen. You can have a seat. All right, well, good morning. Hey, in case you didn't notice, I got the memo this morning. Check me out. I got my khaki pants, my plaid shirt. I'm going to work on the beard next week. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, my guitar playing, I got to work on that too. So, anyways, hey, welcome. We really are glad you guys are here this morning. Well, I know that we do have guests here with us this morning as well, and I just want to tell you that we're really grateful that you're here, and we're excited that you're here, And we'd really like to hear from you. So if you wouldn't mind just grabbing a welcome card out of the back of the seat in front of you, you can fill that out and just slip it into the offering when it comes around here shortly. We'd love to hear from you. Also inside the bulletin, you'll find your announcements there as well. So take a peek at those. I want to let you know that in there, you'll see that today at 4 p.m., 4 this afternoon, Ben Crow is going to be ordained as a minister of the gospel. And we're going to have that right here in at River at 4 o'clock. And y'all are invited. It's when we, an ordination service is when we as a congregation come together and we set aside someone that's felt the call into the ministry to be a minister of the gospel. And so it's a neat service. So we're excited for Ben this afternoon. We'd love for you guys to come and join us as well. Also, group leaders, I just want to remind you that next Sunday, you can go ahead and write this in on your calendar, that leadership community will be next Sunday at 4 in the afternoon. It'll be right here at River. So we'll see you here for that as well. Well, our memory verse, our Psalm memory verse is Psalm 37, verses 1 through 3. And this is such a good verse, such an encouraging verse. I found a lot of encouragement in this verse this week because, you know, God will never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He's trustworthy. He can be counted on. And so you don't have to fret. You don't have to be envious of those around you. You don't have to worry or be afraid of uncertainty because God is in control. You can trust him to get you through whatever it is you're doing and that he's got you going through. All right, so with that in mind, will you join me as we recite our verse together this morning? Do not fret because of evil men or be envious of those who do wrong. Like the grass, they will wither. Like the green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Amen. Amen. Let's go before the King in prayer this morning. Well, Father, we do just take this moment to be still before you, to be quiet. And Father, we come before you corporately this morning as a body of believers, and we lift our prayer up to you this morning. Oh, would you help us? Help us to give you all of our attention right here, right now, right here in this place. Just help us to put away distractions that keep us from hearing you. We're here this morning to worship you. That's why we're here. To worship you in prayer. To worship you in song. To worship you in the reading of your word. And to worship you in communion. And so would you search our hearts this morning? We want you just to illuminate the very depth of our soul. Every crevice, every nook, we want it lit up. Reveal any unconfessed sin that we have. And just give us the clarity to see just how destructive our sin is, please. Help us just to see it for what it truly is. And then we just want to confess it to you this morning. We want to be free from that stuff. Our desire is to be fully yours. You're the only one who can meet our deepest needs. It's true. Think of that verse, for whom do I have in heaven but you? You're all that we have. And so help us to live in the realm of righteousness, to live fully in Christ. We're dead to the realm of sin. We're dead to that. We know that we're not under sin's control anymore. We've been freed from that. Jesus has set us free. So may we walk in your grace, in your mercy. That's our prayer this morning, King Jesus, and we pray it in your name. Amen.
We're going to spend more time this morning singing together and worshiping. And this morning, as we start our time, I wanted us to sing It Is Well. It's a song that we've sang in the past. I think it connects well with our psalm verse today. So whatever circumstances you came in with this morning, my prayer is that you'll be able to just give those to God and know that he is with us this morning. And if you can't say it as well, that maybe you would pray during this song, God, help me to be here, to know that all the anxious thoughts that I have, the worries, that it would be well, and I would be able to rest and trust in you.
With my Reading from Psalm 88. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I am overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like one without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all of your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave? Your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I have suffered and been close to death. I have borne your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend.
Psalm said, I cry to you in the morning, and that's something we just sang about. Through it all, my eyes are on you. And I don't know if you remember when we started the Psalm series, Terry read that psalm to begin the series, and the thought, darkness is my closest friend. They're difficult words to know what to do with. And I know that I've felt that way at times, that darkness was close to me. I felt in despair. And this morning, I was thinking about what to do with this psalm, and God brought to mind the idea of just thinking about why darkness might feel like our closest friend sometimes. And so we're going to sing together and think about a few things about why darkness might be close and ask God to help us. So as I was meditating on that and thinking, one of the thoughts God brought to mind was, could it be that darkness feels close because I look to someone or something else other than God to satisfy? I'm disappointed and I'm not satisfied by that someone or that something. I was made by him and for him. And so I wonder, do I feel in despair sometimes because I look to fill that void, fill that space with a job or with a relationship, with a person or with something else? I'm just not satisfied, and so I feel in despair. But the reality is, I was meant and we were meant to be satisfied in him. So I want us to take a minute now and just sing a few songs that turn our affection towards God, seeking to be satisfied in him, singing songs that talk about how fair he is, how wonderful he is. We're going to sing a hymn that we haven't sung here very much, Fairest Lord Jesus. And it's a great poem about how wonderful Jesus is. So maybe darkness is close because we're looking to someone other than the fair Jesus. And then we'll sing about God's goodness together.
Oh, Thou of God,
You are bigger than the song, and you are greater than words. And if songs escape us now, oh, you will still be God. So bigger than the songs, you are greater than words, and if songs escape us now, oh, you will still be God. So
good to us. I want us to take a minute now and just be thankful. As I thought of that thought, darkness being my closest friend, maybe sometimes it's because I neglect being thankful. And you know, you read about thanksgiving all throughout the Psalms. We're called to be thankful, give thanks to the Lord. Paul's encouragement in the New Testament was to give thanks in all circumstances. When darkness is close or far, give thanks in all circumstances. So I'm going to ask you guys to just take a minute and thank God for specific things in your life. I'm going to be quiet, and you can just, as God brings things to mind, you can even look around this room and thank God for specific people that He's put into your life. So take a minute and talk to God and give Him thanks. Now, I want us to thank God together. I just wrote a few quick prayers, simple things that we can thank God for. This is something I want us to read aloud. We're going to thank God that He's saved us. If we've chosen to follow Jesus, if you're in this room, you can read this prayer with confidence if you've chosen Him. And then we'll read a prayer together that talks about God keeping us. As I was thinking about this, and I was thanking God for saving me, I realized, you know what, if that's all He did, that would be enough. He's done so much more, but He has saved me. He's bought me back from sin, and that is enough. So let's thank God for salvation. Thank You. You have saved me, and that is enough. You've had adopted me into Your family, and that is enough. You freed me from the power of sin, and that is enough. It is by Your grace and Your grace alone that we can be saved. Now let's thank God together for keeping us. Thank You. You keep me. At times I've strayed from You, sometimes for extended periods, sometimes for moments. You don't discard me when I disappoint You. You discipline me, and You draw me back. Thank You for keeping me. Now I want us to think about one more thought, and this will help us prepare for communion, which we're going to take here in just a minute. And this was something kind of tagged on to what Terry talked about last week, if you were here. Could it be that darkness feels close because we're living with guilt over sin rather than nurturing a hatred for sin in our lives? So I want us to just take a minute again and talk to God. If He brings sin to mind, that we could confess to Him. And you might be thinking, hey, Rodney, we did this last week. Do we need to do this again? And yes, we do. I know for me this week, I was telling the first service, I lied to somebody. It just rolled off my tongue like I wasn't even thinking about it. And it was, you know, kind of an insignificant thing, but it really wasn't insignificant. I was trying to protect myself and protect my reputation and try to be someone that I'm not rather than trusting who God says that I am. And so ask God to bring specific things to mind. And it's important, too, for us to do this together. Yes, you could do it at home on your couch, but I think doing it here together also reminds us, like Terry talked about last week, that we have battle buddies. There are people in this fight with us. So as God brings sin to mind, you can go ahead and confess that and use this time to prepare your heart for communion. As Psalm 81 or 88:1 says, Lord, You are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry to You. May my prayer, may our prayers come before you. Turn your ear to our cry. And we thank you, God, this morning that you have forgiven our sins. You are just God, but you don't treat us as our sin deserves. Thank you.
If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord? An excerpt from Psalm 139. Over the past 2 weeks, Terry has talked about psalms such as this that appear at first to be vengeful and filled with spite and hate, but upon closer examination are really the cries of the psalmist for justice. When understood in this way, we can relate these psalms to our own cries for justice in an unjust world. But when we do, we're faced with a problem. Divine justice would fall heavily on us all because all have sinned. What then are we to do? Is the call for justice a call for our own destruction? This month's painting references illuminated manuscripts from the Middle Ages, and in particular Psalters, which were illustrated collections of the Psalms, and outlined upon it is the solution to our problem. Justice. We demand it, though it is foolish for us to do so, given that we are guilty of rebellion. But God both rescued us and meted out justice by sending his Son to take our punishment upon himself.
We're going to celebrate God's justice this morning as we take communion, remembering that God poured out his wrath on Jesus and the penalty of our sins has been paid for on the cross. We celebrate communion to remember that Jesus entered into this darkness and sacrificed himself on the cross. And we look forward as well in communion because one day the darkness will be completely lifted. The bread that we eat this morning represents Christ's body that was broken for us, and the juice represents his blood. There's no power in the bread or the juice. There's no magic in the way that we're taking communion this morning. It's an act of reorienting and remembering. But communion is, however, sacred. It's for those who have chosen to follow Jesus and are walking in relationship with him. So if you've not chosen to follow Jesus, then there will be a prayer and some thoughts up on the screen that you can pray. Today you can choose to follow Jesus, and there will be some prayers that you could pray about that up on the screen. And there'll be some thoughts for you as well as communion's being served. So if you're serving communion, if you want to come forward and take your place, as soon as they've been served, then you can come and receive communion. Thank you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Oh, how precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. Oh, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever.
sing with us?
My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, He's ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. You are my King. You are my King. Jesus, You my King. Jesus, You are my King. Amazing love, how can it be that You, my King, would die for me? Amazing love,
Jesus, we honor You this morning with our songs. We remember You in communion, and we celebrate that our chains are gone. We are free. You have beaten sin. Thank You that You are the strong one, the mighty one, and You have saved us. We praise You, Jesus.
You are stronger, You are stronger, sin is broken, You have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen, Jesus, You are Lord of love that came for us, humble to a sinner's cross. You broke my shame and sinfulness, You rose again victorious. Oh, faithfulness none can deny. Through the storm and through the fire, there is truth that sets me free. Oh, Jesus Christ, He lives in me. You are stronger, You are stronger, sin is broken, save me. It is written, Christ is risen, Jesus, You are Lord of all. No beginning and no end, oh, You're my hope and and save the lost. You paid it all. your name be lifted higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher. Let your name be lifted higher, be lifted higher, be lifted higher. Let your name be lifted higher.
Jesus, we do just praise you. You are the great one and Lord of all. Thanks for the chance to sing your praise this morning with friends. We exalt you. Amen. Would you guys stand up with us? Oh, Kim's going to read a psalm. I forgot about that. Sorry. You guys can stand while Kim reads this, right?
Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust, and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He sets them with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord.
Sing, oh sing you weary, oh praise him. If I cut this one, the band will disown me, so you'll know why in just a minute.
Oh, God is bigger than the air I breathe. The world will leave. Oh, my God will save the day, and all will say my glorious. We'll be right back.
Have a great Sunday.